Welcome to Unifocus. You can use the following options. If you know your party's name, just say it. For sales, press 1 or just say sales. For support, press 2 or just say support. For
Robert Anderson.
Status,
is this the name?
Robert Anderson.
Yes.
Okay, dialing.
Hello, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. I actually had Ruben, the underwriter, he's trying to get a hold of you. Did you have a couple minutes to kind of speak with him right now?
Okay, yeah, it looks like I called at 4:48 yesterday, my time, and I missed it, and then I stayed around here till about 7. But yeah, I can talk right now.
Oh, okay. All right, if you could just hold on, I'm going to put you on hold and transfer you right over to him.
Okay.
Okay, just a second.
Hello, is this Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob. My name is Ruben. I'm in underwriting here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Ruben?
Never ends, by the way. Never ends. That's really what I'm dealing with every day. Bob, what's your position with the company? Because I have a few owners, but I don't see you being an owner, so I wasn't sure your role in the firm.
I'm the controller.
Okay. And since I'm going to be going over some approval terms, can we throw one of the owners on? Joseph, Kenneth, Mark, or let's see.
Two of the three are out of the office. I'm going to have to go upstairs and grab the only other one that's here.
Okay. If it's easier, I mean, I think the majority owners are Kenneth and Mark. Would you be grabbing Joe?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure I can go over some basic terms with you, and then you could throw them on a conference call later if need be, correct?
I can try to do a conference call. I'm kind of phone challenged, but let's see what we can get knocked out first.
Okay.
Hey, Stu, what's the date of this?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I thought we were going to go over stuff first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, just wanted to confirm a few pieces of information. Your company recently purchased some equipment, and you're looking to finance it, or are we paying a vendor? That's the first thing I wanted to make sure. Have you already paid for the equipment, and you're trying to get reimbursed, or are we paying this dealer?
We have not paid for the equipment yet. Specifically, what we came to you guys about was some rooftop HVAC units.
That's what I've got.
About $100,000 that's been installed. We have not received the invoice for them yet.
Oh, so it's been delivered. You just haven't received the payment term. So you're on terms with this vendor.
Well, I sent you the proposals, but I don't have an invoice yet.
Okay. So I'm just saying they're the relationship you have with the supplier is they'll deliver the equipment without getting funding, correct?
Yes. Okay. They already have, exactly.
Okay. So they trust you to pay. A lot of the companies we work with, some of these vendors, they won't let anything ship without 100% payment in full. So it's good to hear you have a good relationship. Are you getting this equipment to replace your current units? Is it for a specific task at your facility? I know it's becoming part of the building, so to speak, but what's motivating this purchase?
We're the age of the old units. We replaced the old units.
Okay.
They were, gosh, I don't even know how old they were.
Okay.
But we replaced 11 of the 17 rooftop units.
Okay. And can you tell me a little about your business, kind of how it operates and how you receive funding from your customers?
Okay, we're in software sales and services.
Okay.
Okay. We have two different major areas of products. We have time and attendance, what we would call workforce management software.
Okay.
One is managing the workforce, which is scheduling, primarily scheduling the workforce, you know, looking at trends and getting the right. And we specialize in the hospitality industry.
Okay.
Okay. So primarily hotels, motels. We're in about 40 different countries. And we started to go into some other areas like parking companies, restaurants, anywhere where there's large workforce that needs to be managed. Okay, so we have the workforce management software that includes labor scheduling and time and attendance.
Okay.
So we capture the time and feed it to their payroll system.
Okay.
So those are the two main pieces of software that we sell and install. And then we also have a survey business, primarily to the same types of customers. Primarily to the hotel industry. We'll survey staff, guests, meeting attendees. Just when you go travel and stay at a hotel, you get an email about guest satisfaction. We process that kind of stuff and then deliver a report.
Okay. Who do you traditionally use for financing your equipment, or is equipment something that you rarely finance for your business?
For several years, I've been here a little over 5 years, and early on in my tenure, we had quite a bit of technology. We had a technology financing line with Dell.
Okay.
That we did directly with them. When that expired, we were able to get more favorable rates with Chase.
Okay.
JPMorgan Chase, we had a couple different lease lines open. We're in the process of trying to renew one of those, but
how large is that line?
The line that I think they might have been 200 to 250 each.
Okay.
And we never drew them down anywhere near that. The most we drew down either one of them was 50,000.
Okay.
And they're both almost paid off, I think. We're trickling out one or both of them. But the owners wanted to, take a look at getting away from Chase and, kind of spreading our capital facilities around with somebody else, maybe.
Are you looking for a few different relationships so you just don't have all your eggs in one basket, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he wanted to do.
Okay.
I mean, we're looking at the rate, too. I mean, if the rate is close or better, with somebody other than Chase, we want to take a strong look at that. And if the rate's not favorable, it'll be up to them.
Okay, and what's the rate you have with Chase right now?
Let me pull up a statement real quick. I can't speak to that off the top of my head.
And then the other question I'd have for you is...
It might be a float. Okay, this rate, I'm not sure if it's float or not. It was 4.75.
Okay. And do you pay that off every year, or does it just go on indefinitely?
It's I think it's a one-year draw period, and I don't know the term payoff amount, but our Dell facility was a three-year, generally a 36-month payout. And so I've treated these. I know it's probably longer than 3 years payout, but I've treated these just like I did the Dell. So I just took the total balance and divided it by 36, and that's what I pay.
Okay. So just to kind of give you a little feedback on the product we provide, we don't provide a business line of credit since you already have one. I don't think us giving you that is the proper product. What we would offer on this transaction is called an equipment finance agreement or equipment lease to own. I'm sure you're familiar with both products, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fixed payment program. It's not a draw. So it's essentially, it says finance agreement. For all intents and purposes, it's a fixed payment program. It's not a line. We collateralize the equipment. This equipment's really unique in that it is equipment that doesn't really have the strongest collateral value and someone cuts attached to the building, but we do finance this quote-unquote very unique equipment. We have terms available from 1 year all the way to 5 years. Typically do it signing as a first or a first and last payment. I just would want to know if you have an estimated payment in mind. I can kind of put some notes here and drop a formal approval and give you an idea of your monthly payment, but I don't know if you had a monthly payment in mind you're looking to do this. Under the equipment cost that I would be basing this off of is, let me just bring this up. Looks like, I know you mentioned 100 grand. I just want to give the exact amount I have and see if this is still accurate. I have, well, that's six, that's not the right quote. That's one quote for, that's 6,000. I'm looking at the system.
Yeah, there's gas piping that needed to be reconfigured on the roof.
Okay.
There was about six in a separate order, and the equipment was maybe a little over 100. So the total of the two is probably 106, 108, somewhere in that area.
I've got 908, 275, and then I've got 64.
908?
I'm sorry, 98. Sorry, not 908, 98, 275, 25.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got 6,475, 25. So,
well, you've got.
I've got 100.
File right here.
I've got 104,750.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
Okay, so in terms of, you know, the product that our reps provide, it's not trying to compete with your line of credit. It's a fixed payment program. The whole advantage is doing something that's fixed and long term and not intruding on your lines of credit. But do you have an idea of a monthly payment you or any of the partners have estimated in terms of what you're looking to obtain here? I'm not sure.
Well,
I think
we're thinking along the lines of a 4-year payoff, maybe. So, 25 grand a year principal would be $2,000 to $2,500. I don't know, somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a month.
Okay. And just so you know, I'll circle back with you in an hour or two. But the transactions we provide, they're not going to be a principal and interest separation. It's going to be an equipment finance agreement, which is simply a fixed payment program. You can feel free to run your own numbers, but there's not going to be an APR separation. We're not doing this like a revolving line.
Okay.
Is there any other equipment you're looking to finance, any other software, or any additional cash or capital you need right now? I'm not sure if you discussed those products with our rep or not.
No, well, I mean, we just expended money for $20,000 in servers.
Okay.
When
did you purchase those?
I gave the okay to our IT guy to purchase them net 30 from a vendor yesterday. So.
And are you going to finance those or pay cash?
You know, I think I probably want to keep this line clean with the HVAC equipment, or this financing arrangement clean.
Absolutely. Just, you know, the way that we work is, and the way our product works is, we wouldn't put this on two separate vendors, but we would finance this purchase if the terms work for both parties. And then if you want to do any additional equipment, we would just give you an additional schedule for that equipment if you're looking to finance it.
Okay.
We'd
consider it, I guess, but...
Okay.
You know, our bigger focus right now is trying to finance this equipment on the roof.
Okay. And when are you looking to pay for this event? When do you expect the invoice, and when are you trying to pay this supplier?
I would imagine it's going to become due definitely before the end of August. The terms, I think, of the order was payment upon completion. Let me look at the bottom line of this. Payment due in full within 30 days of completion of the work, and they put them on, I think, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. So, you know, August 20th, I'd imagine.
Okay. One other quick question. The way that our terms work, you're not penalized for doing anything. There's a misconception in financing that if you go over, you mentioned 2 or 3 year terms, so very familiar with technology equipment. Many lenders do not do anything longer than 3 years because for them, it's all about the useful life of the equipment, and they do not want to be upside down on the equipment, which makes sense. And for all intents and purposes, this equipment really is, and I'm sure you understand, is kind of the worst collateral out there. It's an eight. Us reselling this equipment, it's very hard. The installation costs, you know, it's not something we look
at. Yeah, but you can lien the property.
Well, we don't. You mean the real estate?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you're looking at worst case scenario recovery of your money. right? So you can't resell this equipment, but it's real property. You can attach to the real estate. You're leaning the property, right?
Absolutely not. So we would never put a lien on your real estate. That's the whole advantage of our product. That's a whole other can of worms, and we're just going to use the equipment as collateral. What I was saying is we're not beating you up over the collateral. We understand the value is very, very small. We actually finance software only on equipment financing, and that's what are you going to do with software? How can you repossess it? So we don't look at things really from just a collateral-based viewpoint. One thing I was saying was this. So many customers are used, and many business owners are used to the fact that, hey, look, the bank's going to make me match up the useful life of the equipment to the term. That's not the really way we look at it, and we definitely don't penalize you. So you mentioned a four-year term. We're more than happy to do 5 years here. Is 4 years just something you were expecting, or 3 years, or do you want me to throw some five-year terms your way? It doesn't really jack up the cost of your money, by the way. Many customers don't understand that, so my job is to explain that and have them know that, hey, look, asking for 5 years, it's not going to penalize you.
Well, can you quote 4 and 5 year then?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to quote you some terms, and I'm assuming you don't want to put much money down. You want to get out the door with maybe one or two payments due at signing, correct?
Yeah, that'd be preferable, I think.
Okay, perfect. How about I circle back with you in about, right now, are you on East Coast time?
I'm on Central.
Central, okay. So it's Central time, it's 10:30 your time. I can circle back with you around 2 your time. Let me just walk you through the funding procedure so you know everything up front. And yeah, do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
If the terms work for you, I would get and just so you know, this financing goes under business credit. It doesn't go under personal credit reports unless, of course, there's a default. So I'd call you at 2:30 or so, 2:30 to 3. If the terms work, you can send your rapid copy of all the driver's licenses and the voided check. Driver's license for the owners and a voided check for the business account. We would send you documents once we get that final invoice. You can fax the documents. You can sign them. You can fax them over. The only condition of funding would be us doing a site inspection, which means once the equipment's delivered or installed, it's already delivered and installed, we send a local site inspection company out there, take a picture of the equipment, make sure it's working to your satisfaction, and then we'd pay the vendor. Realistically, you could get your vendor paid by the end of the week.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, like I said, there's three owners. Two of them are out of the office this week. One's on vacation. They're both on vacation. One just seems to work a lot more on vacation.
Okay.
So, I mean, as far as getting their driver's license, you know, this might have to be Monday before I can turn.
Oh, that's not a problem. We work on your time frame. There's a lot of customers that come to us and say, look, I want to maintain good terms with my vendor. I need to pay them now. I'm just walking you through the process. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But I will give you a call, and if for some reason they did want to close and fund the vendor before the end of the week, they can always sign a separate page each via fax and just text message a picture of the driver's license, just depending on where they are. But I'll circle back with you around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Sounds good, Ruben.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye-bye.